Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 13th of September, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28th, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low 28 to high 32, and with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy, with southerly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, it's predicted also overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, and with southerly winds again at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is on 70%. Morning humidity was on 73%. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 11%. On Tuesday, 18th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are all invited by Resident Assembly Service to participate on Collective Values and Priorities Meeting number 6 with the topic Planning. In 2018, Auroville will celebrate its 50th year. As the new L'Avenir team prepares to take on challenge to build the city that the Earth needs, we as community have some important questions to consider. What do we want to achieve by 2018? What should L'Avenir's priorities be now? Affordable housing or a new economic system or something else? And thirdly, some say the community is divided between those that believe in organic growth versus those that believe in planet growth. Do you agree? Members of the outgoing and new L'Avenir will be present to participate in these critical discussions. 2 days later, we are also all invited to a general meeting that will be Thursday, 20th of September at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, where the new team of L'Avenir de Roville / Town Development Council 2012-2015 will introduce themselves. And now let's talk about surfing. Juan and Samaya, who are running Kailiai, the Auroville Surf School, organized for this year 3 days long first international surfing tournament in India, with 9 different nationalities participating. Early this morning, Andrea spoke with Juan about it.
Good morning, Juan. You are the organizer of the surf contest that is going to happen in few hours, no? Can you give some explanation about the event?
Yes, actually the organizers are Kailiai Surf School.
Yeah.
With so my brother, Samar Rabul, and me, and Body Beach Cafe, Gawa Tenzin, is associated with us to organize this event.
And that it will happen where?
So it's happening in Pondicherry, in front of the Park Guest House.
Yeah.
And the Seagulls Restaurant. And the dates are the 14th, 15th, 16th September. Oh. So this coming Friday.
This coming Friday. So tomorrow.
Yeah.
And can you explain a little bit what the contest, a surf contest, is for our listener?
Yeah, well, basically there's going to be around 70 competitors that are going to compete against each other in... So they're going to be qualifying heats. A heat is a round of 20 minutes where 4 contestants will take waves and get judged and get a total score of their 2 best waves.
Yeah.
And then 2 surfers, so 2 contestants will make through to the next round and 2 will be disqualified. And then there's going to be, I think, 3 rounds for the plus 20 category. And then semifinals and finals. And I think there's 2 rounds with semifinal and final for the minus under 20 category.
Okay. So, and this contest is open to all Indian participants?
Yeah, actually we're having 8 international surfers coming from abroad.
Yeah.
9 now. Yeah. We have guys coming from America, Japan, Brazil, Australia, France, Italy, and Spain, and maybe I forgot one, but that's pretty much the guys that are coming from abroad. And within India, we have people coming from the four corners, from Gokarna, from Bombay, Bangalore,
yeah.
surfers from Kovalam, East Coast and West Coast, Vizag.
Mm. Practically all the surf locations.
Yeah, Mahabalipuram, Orissa, and everybody's, it's a big meeting of all the surfers, yeah.
It's a big event. I think it's the first one that you organize here in Pondicherry and local area, no?
Yeah, it's the first one in Pondicherry and it's the first international surf competition in India.
Okay, so the last one that I remember was organized in Mahabalipuram last year.
It was a national event.
It was a national event. This is an open event also for people from abroad.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
So let's meet together on Friday. At what time it starts?
Friday we start. I think we're going to be starting. Let me look at the waves. Up. Yeah, we should be starting around 10 o'clock. I think first heat will start.
So 10 o'clock in front of the park guest house in Pondicherry.
Okay. As many people want to come, they're most welcome, and it's a free entrance, and we're gonna have 3 days of a pretty good show, and the main time for surfing is gonna be around midday, so count from 9 to 3 o'clock.
Okay.
That's going to be the hours where the competition will become happening.
Okay, Juan. Thank you very much for your time and for your explanation, and all the best for the event.
Thank you, Andrea.
On Wednesday, 19th of September at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zoo, we can breathe together in unity with Rabia Hayek of the group Do As One, who will be visiting Orville as a part of their world tour. They are traveling to share their vision of how breathing together can help raise the vibration of the planet, sending selfless thoughts and feelings while breathing together in unity. Everyone is welcome to participate in this sharing and interaction. And since 21st of September is an International Peace Day, Unity Pavilion team would like to invite everyone to a simple meditation together at the Unity Pavilion International Zone around the peace table to call forth and meditate upon peace in all its vastness and power, for Auroville, for humanity, for the Earth. They will begin the meditation on Friday the 21st at 3 p.m., lasting until 4 p.m. You may also join them in this meditation for wherever you might be if you are not able to be physically present. Wishing peace for all. The Solitude Farm CSA project is requesting all CSA participants and potential CSA participants to join them for a farm tour followed by a lunch at Solitude Organic Restaurant. The tour is specifically to show people how they are growing the vegetables that they are providing in the baskets, the diversity, the intercropping and various techniques involved with permaculture. The aim of the lunch is to bring everyone in the project and those who would like to join the project together and try to and develop a stronger sense of community around the CSA. For those interested in the Kitchen Garden project, this may also be a great way to get inspired and be part of a group of people who care about what they eat and where it comes from. The tour and lunch for the CSA participants will be on two consecutive Saturdays, 15 and 22nd of September, and they are asking us to be there at 11:30 and book before 9:30 the Sunday at 9788665027 or 262-2068. And yes, Solitude Farm seems to be very active lately, and part of their activities is also to run an organic restaurant which offers on Friday nights live music and vegan sushi. This week, which means tomorrow, they are happy to present a talented group of musicians from the USA called the Overseas Music Collective. They perform their own material in the genre of hip-hop, rock, indie, as well as beatbox, guitar, and etc. And next Friday, 21st, they are happy to have Swaha and her acoustic blues band. Sushi is vegan and very delicious. And sushi starts at 7:30, and it is a must to reserve on 9788665027 or 262-2068. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivasin International Zone, we can see famous Arjun, the Warrior Prince, directed by Arnab Chaudhry and was made in India 2012. At the Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest at 7 p.m., they will screen the documentary Ethos, A Time for Change, made in 2011 by director Pete McGrane. At Cinema Paradiso Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. within Greek series we can see drama Eternity and a Day, made in Greece in 1998 by director Theodoros Angelopoulos. On Saturday they will screen an international comedy, drama, romance, Jack Goes Boating, made in USA in 2010 by director Philip Seymour Hoffman. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen animation comedy Minuscule, made in France in 2006 by director Alain Giraud. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club we can see drama, romance, Great Expectation, which was made in UK in 1946 by director David Lean. It is in proportion to our trust in the divine that divine grace can act for us and help, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rovilleradio.org.